Thursday Night Football on TSN. And joining us right now to talk a little bit about that is Brody Lawson with the CFL. Brody, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me in, team. This is the best. Cookies, Penelope,
right,
friends.
What more can you ask for?
Literally nothing.
We treat everyone good here.
But like, maybe especially me.
Especially you.
I'm just going to say. I want to feel extra special.
There you go.
Totally kidding.
Nobody else gets cookies, though.
Totally kidding.
That includes the co-host.
Yeah, well, that's your own problem.
I will share.
You don't have to.
A few.
So you're here for the game on Thursday. The Thursday night games, TSN and the CFL are making it a big thing now. That's the big, I guess, party night.
Yeah,
is what we want to go. So how did that all come about in league and TSN discussions?
Well, to your point, I think Friday Night Football is always like the marquee event, right? That's like the Friday Night Football, the big song, and we're really going to get in depth with football. But I think our age group and our demo knows that Thursday night is when people like to go out and they like to party. People have their Saturday night plans, but Thursday night is a night where people want to let loose. Maybe they want to, you know, they'll go to a restaurant or they'll go to a bar. And so I think the idea was like, how do we work Thursday night into kind of our age demo and a younger age demo and make football be the thing that you want to do or you want to tune in to watch it. You get your friends together. I was obviously not privy to those discussions, but from the discussions I've been a part of, it's all about making that game on broadcast and from a league perspective, just really fresh and letting fans that maybe either haven't had an experience with the CFL or maybe are coming back to it a chance to see it in kind of a fresh way. And so that's what the Thursday Night Concert Series is all about. Tim Hicks is going to be here on Thursday.
That's going to be a cool show.
Which is crazy. Any Canadian country fans, period. We had James Barker Band on the week before and Jamie Fine and Elijah Woods the week before that, and obviously the Rec Laws. So it's all just, I don't know. I think it's cool. Do you guys think it's cool? Like, you can tell that it's happening, which is good.
People are talking about it. Even if they don't like the shows, they're still talking about it and they're watching. And that's what's most important. And obviously that'll grow on people. You get, you know, your core fans that are, give me the X's and O's more than anything. And that's all they want. But
and fair enough, right? Fair enough.
But they're still getting that too.
Yeah, it's not like we're not doing that and TSN's not doing that. I mean, I'm not always watching the broadcast live, but it's just let's add a little something different. You know, you've never been to Calgary. Well, like, what's Quick Six and what's that all about? And this week I'm going to go to Pill Country and hang out. So fans that are watching from Vancouver or from Toronto were like, well, what's Pill Country and who hangs out there and what's that all about? We want people to feel like they're a part of the league, not just a part of the city that they're in. Help bring them in.
Your role coming up, obviously you do the Facebook show before. So what's coming up this week at the game here?
So yeah, so we're live, Party in the Park at 6 o'clock local time. It'll be me, Davis Sanchez. That's our show, CFL Game Time, which is going to be live. If you can't come hang out with us, but you should, you can tune in live on Facebook, on the CFL Facebook page or cfl.ca/live. This week, we've got a 20 questions with Greg Ellingson. We've got Text from My Mom with Luke Tasker. Plus, Davis and I obviously break down the game and talk football. Tim Hicks is going to be on the show, so that'll be awesome. And then from there, I basically like rush over to the stadium to start live with TSN. So it's like
there's no rest for the wicked then.
It's just like very quick. It's like a very quick turnaround. Like last week and they were like, they need you in 3 minutes. And I was like, no, like running down the stairs. So stressed. Poor Chelsea Drake who rides Quick Six. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm like, you look great. Let's just do it. Anyway. So then I kind of start with the TSN broadcast at that point.
Now, I know from experience, if you need to kill an extra few minutes when talking to Greg Ellingson, we learned this at CFL Week, bring up Fortnite. You'll have a solid few minutes of talk with him on that.
There's a lot of CFL Fortnite fans because that's what Deontay Spencer Celly is. That like kick the tap with Trevor Harris, like tap, tap, tap. Then he kicks his leg. I can't do it, but that's
pretty
a
much
Fortnite
any,
thing.
Any dance you see on the camera now, any dance you see on the camera, on the fan cams, they're all coming from that. I don't know.
You gotta start playing. I don't even know what it is. What do I need? Xbox, GameCube, I think PS3. What do I need?
On all of those.
You're welcome.
Things.
You're welcome. There's your laugh.
There's that loser dance. I was at work one day and some kid's like, hey, can I show you a dance? I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, I'm gonna do the loser dance, but it doesn't mean you're a loser. I'm like, okay. So he puts his little finger on his head and he starts wiggling around. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's from Fortnite.
Damn. Okay. this is how we're going to have to stay cool.
Yeah.
Video games.
This is all foreign.
We have so
to
much
me.
Free time,
That's
guys.
Why the kids are doing.
Let's get going.
Step one, probably don't bring up GameCube.
Yeah, step one.
Now, flipping it a little bit, you spent your off-season doing the grind with players across the CFL. First off, what was that like? And second, who was the hardest workout out of all the ones that you had to deal with?
It was the coolest experience so far of my career, short of maybe going to visit our troops overseas. It was really cool. I tried to show in the series how, I don't know, warm and friendly and engaging the guys were and how open they were to letting us come and hang out with them. Deontay Spencer, to bring him up again, we had said, you know, after our workout, why don't we, you know, let's go grab a meal. We'd love to take you out. Because these guys were just doing this on their free time. And it wasn't, like, we were fairly invasive. Like, we're like, we're filming you working. Anyway, so he had set up a whole, like, afternoon, basically, where we went back to his high school and his principal did a tour of the school for us, and he showed us the gym he worked out in, and then he took us over for a crawfish boil, and they opened the restaurant for us, for our crew. So just things like that, where you're in this moment, you're like, how is this my job? And the workouts themselves were also really neat. It was a chance to get to know players better that I interview a lot during the season and get to connect with them in a different way. But more than anything, and I'm truly not just saying this, I just wanted fans to feel like they got to know guys better. I wanted people to watch it and leave and be like, that guy's a cool dude. Like, I'm going to watch how he does this year. And I remember that thing he did during his workout. But your second question, the hardest workout was Odell Willis. For fans that haven't seen that, you can go to the CFL Facebook page. But it was in a South Atlanta gym. It ended up being about 2 hours. It is Marcus Ball's dad is the trainer, and he is like a drill sergeant. So we did a full workout, and then we did a cardio boot camp. And we were supposed to drive to Jacksonville, Florida, which I'm going to butcher this, but I think it's like a 5 or 6 hour drive. And I had to say, like, I need to shower. Like, is there somewhere I can go? Like, I had sweat through my clothes. It was a mess. So anyway, it was really hard. And I got the flu that day. So I caught the flu in Atlanta. So I was already feeling a little shaky. It really went downhill after Atlanta. It was rough.
Who was the coolest guy that you got to work out with? Like the coolest workout.
Coolest
experience.
Oh man. I'm trying to think. Simone Lawrence in Hamilton was really cool. We worked out with him at a gym in just out, like, around San Jose.
He started at a hashtag pray for Brody.
Pray for Brody, which was quite, like, serious. So, again, for people that haven't seen this, the reason why it felt very cool was it was very state of the art. Like, every workout was cool in its own way. This workout was cool because we were in this really kind of fancy gym in San Jose where the gym is owned by, like, the top orthopedic surgeon one of the top orthopedic surgeons in California, and his trainer is his son. So we got to have like a tour of the clinic, and there's like every pro athlete you can think of. This guy does their knee. And then we wrap these bands, which you guys saw, around our legs, and they pump up the air pressure. So your circulation is essentially cut off, and it creates like your body short circuits. So you go into an anaerobic state more quickly. And you get really lightheaded. It's really scary. So it's just cool because I've never seen it before. And I've worked out with a ton of trainers and done a lot of different stuff. And it just felt very cutting edge. But Bear Woods in Alabama, getting up literally at 5 a.m. to go to the little gym and watching the sun come up. And like I did everything you saw was real. Like, we did not fake one rep. We did not fake anything. Like, that is exactly what happened. So those ones stand out. And then for riders, love Willie Jefferson. Didn't know him before. Like, new fave guy. It's like lankiest, longest, pushed so hard, so friendly. And then we worked out with Jaron Carter on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. And we were like, is he going to show up? Is he not going to show up? Like, we like didn't want to say that he was going to be in the episode because we're like, who knows? And he did show up, and he was hilarious. And he took us and he bought us lunch, which was hysterical. Like, such a good dude. So those are some highlights.
But the food you must have had when you were down there, right?
Out of control.
What was the, did you try anything that was kind of out of your comfort zone that you've never had before?
The crawfish boil was really out of my comfort zone. Like, I love seafood, but it's still different. They still serve it to you and you're eating it only with your hands, like dump it on a platter.
You have to pull it out of the shells too, don't you?
Yeah. And then Deontay's like, you pull it and then you have to like, you have to suck on the like part that basically has the head.
Yep.
He's like, you got to suck that to get the juice out. And I'm like, oh, but I'm only here one, so I guess I have to do it. And I was just like, this is so gross, but it was so good. That was out of my comfort zone. Oh man, I'm going to miss something. I can't remember, but we met up with Sir Vincent Rogers in Texas and he took us out for barbecue. Not out of my comfort zone. Very, very, very good. Yeah, that was kind of the, one of the weirder things. I feel like there's something I'm missing, but that was really good. That crawfish. Oof. Have you guys had crawfish?
No.
Crawfish
I'm not a seafood.
So you would have hated this.
Hated it, yeah.
And they took us back where they're all crawling around before they dumped them in. Yeah, oh my gosh, I have to show you a video after.
No.
You're going to freak. Ew. Yeah, it was crazy.
So you can check that out on The Grind on the CFL website.
Yes, totally. CFL.ca/The Grind.
And so after you're done in Regina here, where's Brody off to next?
Next week, we are in Ottawa. We're back to Ottawa. It's basically wherever the Thursday night game is. We are all in on Thursday nights. So last week, I was in Calgary, this week here, next week in Ottawa. And then I think we're in Hamilton, which I'm based out of Toronto. So it means a week at home, which is
nice.
Nice. Which is nice.
Well, yes. We look forward to everything that goes down this Thursday. Brody, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll see you at the tailgate.
Thanks for having me in. And thanks for the cookies.
Hey, no problem.
Amazing.